to take a journey to Jerusalem in our minds, I can see this path that Jesus walked from the Anatolia fortress, which we know where that was. It's probably where Jesus was condemned, all the way to Calvary, now at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And pilgrims will come to Jerusalem today and walk the Via Crucis and the Way of the Cross there and follow this path. They have a cross that's large, but not as heavy as Jesus, to carry it and try to think. This is why we have Stations of the Cross. And the readings invite us to be there. And in a sense, we are there. But in reality, the actual level of the city at the time of Christ was 16 or 20 feet below where the pilgrims are today. The roads are completely different. The city destroyed after Jesus. And so we can go there also, because that place is here within us and in the Gospels. And so the pilgrims go there. I'm always amazed at how the emotions change so quickly, how the group that loved him were crying Hosanna as he came in, their expectations so high. Judas somehow felt betrayed by Christ, and why did he do what he did? He regretted it deeply, but Christ let him do this. And then the chief priests wanting not only to put him to death, but to torture him to death, to make him as miserable as possible, and they succeeded. And the crowds turn on him and are angry. Are they the same people, we wonder? Or are they different? Are they so easily swayed? Jesus is still a lightning rod today. And among that group of people shouting at him, loving him, and both were present during the crucifixion and the Way of the Cross, there's a third group, and that's the indifferent. One imagines, and one sees in movies, as Jesus, and accompanied by two thieves, three of them, not just one. Jesus may not have been in front of them as we see in our minds, but a group of three individuals being led down the street. Not an uncommon scene. The place of Calvary had a permanent hole in the ground. Many crosses were put there. Many had died. It was a warning from the Romans, don't let this happen to you. People would have been used to this. And Jesus passes like a common thief. Nothing about him attracts our attention. Nothing makes us wonder. They wonder, who was this, that this should happen to him? Couldn't possibly have been the Son of God. People, the city there today is narrow streets, just as it was 2,000 years ago. And in there you find homes above the street level and then shops on the street level, open air markets, people bustling around. Today you find many tourist shops there. At the time of Christ, you would have found things for Passover pilgrims. It was the biggest week of the year for Jerusalem. People from all over the known world would come to Jerusalem. Many had never heard of Jesus. Locals and people from Israel probably had heard of him. Couldn't wait to get a glimpse of him. Look what they saw. But many, far from lining the street like a parade, like the Rose Parade or something, many were just going about their business as this crowd passes by, these three thieves carrying their cross. Or, if you're further down the road, Simon of Cyrene is helping Jesus because he'd almost been beat to death. So great was the anger of those who hated him. But I see in my mind the same sort of thing that we have today. People in the shops getting ready for their relatives and friends shopping for the Passover meal, excuse me. People sitting in open-air restaurants. People just passing by. People going about their business, living in their homes, sitting on a beautiful day like this at this time of year, having a glass of Passover wine as Christ passes by. Perhaps they make a snide remark, or how unfortunate. I'm so glad it isn't me. What did he do? What did these people do? And then Christ moves on. And in front of them is passing all of human history, and they're sitting there having a glass of wine while the center of the world passes by and the creator of all things. It's incredible. And Christ goes on to his death and passes by. I think that Christ passes by in our lives all the time, and we miss him. He didn't look like God 2,000 years ago. He doesn't look like God now. Where did I see you, Lord? When did I see you? I saw you in the unfortunate, the person that needed my help this week, my family member that was sick. I saw you in the homeless. I saw you in somebody of need. I saw you, my friend. I saw you when I was shopping. I stopped to talk to you. The Lord was there in all these ways. I saw you in the person that bugs me, the person I have to forgive, the one that won't speak to me. But that was Christ waiting for, how am I going to react to Christ? He's going to be our Savior walking down the road, but in disguise. Jesus, who our Savior, invites us into the scene. Sometimes I hear him in a phone call. Imagine in the arena, 100 years later, people were dying for their faith in various venues. Many sat in the bleachers watching while the condemned criminals, the Christians, would come out to be executed. Christ invites us to get out of the bleachers of life, not to sit while Christ passes by. We have that option. He passes by many times. And I find myself sometimes sitting watching Christ. I don't want to get involved because I know where you're going, Lord. I will accompany you to the gate of the city. I don't want to go all the way with you. Please don't ask me to do that. He says, no promises. I can ask anything. Are you willing? Are you game? Maybe we'll fail, but we went out and we tried. This is what Christ wants. Friends that are willing to take a risk to acknowledge their friendship as Christ passes by. So on this Palm Sunday, we too, though 2,000 years and 20 feet separate us in time, in space, in buildings, yet we are there. This is our moment. Christ is still here. He never left. He comes in different guises now. Where did Christ pass you by this week? Where did he pass me by? I found a few places I missed myself. Perhaps you did too. Where does Christ want me to get involved, to take a risk? Nothing in life happens without a risk. Those who took the risk in the Gospels shared something with Christ that lasts forever. Those who sat and watched lost everything. Christ is passing by. Will I cry Hosanna? Am I angry with him? Am I indifferent? Or did I get in and follow him where he went and where he wishes me to go?